Bear Country 95.3 and find it in Greenfield, Greenfield Business Association. Hannah here. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Awesome.
All right, what's going on this week?
Oh my gosh.
I see a familiar face.
It is a familiar face. We have a return guest from Art Space, Madeline Miller, and I'm so excited. Welcome back.
Hey there.
Thanks to you both. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely, Madeline. What's going on?
So we've got a bunch of things happening this fall that I'm super excited to share with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We opened our gallery season earlier in September, and the show that is up right now is called It's Never Too Late to Create. It's
Ooh.
By artist Tim Gortz, and he will be doing an artist demonstration on the evening of September 27th. It's a Friday from 5 to 8 p.m., and it is part of the Greenfield Arts Walk. So please come down, see the art,
mm-hmm.
do a demo. There's some collaborative art making that you can do with Tim, and I highly recommend it.
I might have missed it. Is he a painter, sculptor? What does he do?
Multimedia. There's some cool collage pieces. He does like a pen and ink, very geometric. It's really exciting.
Ooh.
And actually, one of the things that's really cool about the show is it shows some of his artistic journey through various mediums as he's come into his art practice.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That sounds like good thing.
And then on September 28th, which is the Saturday right following that, we have printmaking with found objects with artist Campbell Lackey, and that's an all-ages open workshop, 9:30 to 12:30. So mm-hmm. that is the kind of thing where, like, she will lead folks through a process. If you find a really cool, like a piece of antique hardware or a leaf or something else that you just encounter unexpectedly in your everyday life, she will teach you how to take images of those objects and turn them into art.
Hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. I love printmaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then on October 12th, which is the Saturday of Vintage Days,
Woo!
Thank you, Greenfield Business Association, also from 9:30 to 12:30, we'll be doing vintage collaging at Art Space with Jillian Henry from 9:30 to 12:30. I think I said that already. So please come on down. That's a free event. Come out for Vintage Days and come down to Art Space on Mill Street while you're there.
Not too far of a walk, by the way.
Not too far of a walk at all. Right down the hill from the farmer's market, incidentally.
Yes, incidentally. It is true. And then the main thing that I wanted to tell the Bear Country audience about this fall is that we have an open call for art for a community show. And the show is called Forward. An exploration of evolution, change, and movement, imagining the endless possibilities that lie ahead. And we are looking for artwork that captures the essence of the word forward in
Ooh.
All its forms.
Hmm.
That's broad.
If you are an artist, an aspiring artist, if the idea of forward is on your mind, you know, whatever that means to you, whether you have a personal vision, whether you have a vision for the community, whether you have a vision for Massachusetts or for the country or for the world, and you want to put that into artistic form, then we would really, really love to see your work. And the call for art is open through early December, which I know feels like a long time from now, but it is not.
Sometimes it takes a while to create art.
It
Absolutely.
Does, right. Yeah,
people need to know ahead of time.
That's right, exactly, and meditate on it. And we will be accepting upwards of 20 artists, up to 3 pieces per artist. It really depends on how much we can fit in our gallery.
Right.
But
space is a consideration.
Somewhat of a consideration, yeah. But we're really excited to have an open community show. It's something that we haven't done in recent memory. And it's just a chance also for folks to come out and see the art that your neighbors have created. And the show will be opening in the first half of January and will stay open through January and February.
Amazing.
Oh, a destination for the winter time.
I love it. It's nice to have stuff to do in the winter.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. All right.
Yeah, and that's what we've got going on for in the immediate future.
All right. So all things Art Space, Madeline. You know, when people have a question about what you guys are doing down there or they want more information, is there a certain direction that you send them in? Go to our Facebook page, stop by. What are you saying?
Definitely our website, which is artspacegreenfield.org.
Okay.
And we have regular gallery hours, our Thursday afternoons and evenings from 4:30 to 8. And Friday evenings, 4:30 to 8, same time, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. And those are times when folks can also just drop in and check out what's in the gallery, ask questions, visit, suggest classes or other art projects and just get to know us.
Sounds good. Sounds good. What do you think?
Oh my God. You know what I think. You know what I think. I'm going to say what I always think.
I know you got something to say.
There is so much happening in Greenfield. It really lifts my heart. And I just want to underscore, you know, September 27th with the art walk, Art Space has their stuff going on. Other businesses are open with other ways to connect with art, and then Off the Common at Hawks and Reed. So it really, the 27th, if you're not coming downtown Greenfield to check out everything that's happening, what are you even doing?
Oh my.
What are you even doing? No, I'm just kidding. But if you can, if you're able, if you're looking for, you know, free things to do and engage with, come make some art, listen to music, walk around. You know, it's amazing. It makes me really happy.
All right. Very good. I like happy thoughts. I like happy people. Let's find it in Greenfield here on Bear Country 95.3.